Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com covers the Browns. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing well. How's Indianapolis treating you?
Oh, so far so good. We're just getting rolling with everything. So, we'll have Andrew and Kevin a little bit later, as you guys mentioned, but lots of interviews going on now.
Well, we thank you for taking the time right now to be with us, Mary Kay. When you chat with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, what's the first and foremost thing on your mind?
Really just kind of wondering what they're thinking about a number of the current players that they have that are about to be pending free agents. What are the futures of some of those guys? I think those are a lot of the questions that they will get today. I mean, what are you going to do about Joe Schobert, David Njoku, Rashard Higgins, even Odell Beckham Jr. to a certain extent? So I really think that there will be a lot of focus on that sort of thing.
Mary Kay, as far as looking at offensive linemen, is that the ultimate top priority for this team? Or do you think that there's things that maybe we're not looking at or maybe they should be looking at free agents in offensive line and maybe thinking about something else in the draft?
Well, they will look at free agent offensive linemen for sure. And I do think that the O-line will be a huge focus this offseason, not just in the draft, but free agency. So, I think that they will look to overhaul it. So I would expect that they'll add, they could add three or four offensive linemen to this football team this offseason.
Mary Kay Cabot's joining us. Mary Kay, we were chatting yesterday that I think we should all be very open to the idea that Andrew Berry might do more than just tweak this roster. He was away from it for a year. John Dorsey made some moves on it. Maybe Andrew likes them, maybe he doesn't. But maybe as few as six players on this team that you might think completely untouchable for Andrew Berry. And I'd love to think Odell Beckham's in there. I don't know that he is. Would you agree with that thought that there are very few guys who are untouchable if Andrew decides, hey, for the betterment of the team, I need to make this move?
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably feels like there is a core on this football team, and I think Jimmy Haslam even has alluded to that they don't want to completely overhaul the roster. There's been so much of that. But by the same token, Andrew Berry has vowed that he will be aggressive, wants to be defined by aggression, and he's going to leave no stone unturned in his bid to get this team to winning as soon as possible. He was here before. He knows this is not a time for rebuilding. This is not a time for, acquiring assets and things like this. The fans need to win. The town needs to win. The players do, and so does the organization.
Do you think he's driven by the fact that things weren't 100% successful when he was here the first time? In fact, they were downright horrible. Do you think he's driven by the fact to kind of clear what happened the first time he was here?
No, I think he's just driven by winning in general. I think he's put that behind him. He's a very high character guy. I don't think he's harboring feelings of, oh, we really messed this up the first time around. I don't think there's anything like that at all. I think that he is just firmly committed to trying to get this football team on the right track and winning as much as possible right away.
Mary Kay Cabot's at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry coming up in the noon hour. We'll be chatting, and Mary Kay will be there listening to them. Ron Rivera came out and did an interview with the Chicago Tribune just recently. Oh. And Mary Kay, I thought this was kind of interesting because he jumped at the Redskins job. And he was quoted as saying, it's funny because everyone kept asking, why did you take the job so quickly? He said, it's not about money. I really thought about it. I could have waited on the Giants. I could have waited on Cleveland. I could have waited on Dallas. Those are the teams we kept hearing about, but he liked the roster and the fit with Washington, so he went for it. Do you think the Browns, by hesitating, went maybe had to go in a different direction that they didn't have to, Or do you think Kevin Stefanski was the guy that they were thinking all along and they just did the search and all that stuff knowing that they were coming back to him?
Well, we certainly know that they loved him last year, at least Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry did. So, you know, who knows if they would have even hired a Ron Rivera if they, you know, if they still had a chance to get Kevin Stefanski. So I think it probably turned out the way they wanted it to.
I agree with you on that. It just kind of had that feel all the way around. But the only thing that I'm a little concerned with, and I think these guys are really sharp, but you have two guys who are moving into those jobs for the first time ever. And you know, would you think, Mary Kay, at this point, this team needs somebody, a veteran, big picture guy to come in, not named Paul DePodesta, who maybe has a football background to be, maybe not the president of football operations or something like that, but maybe somebody that both Stefanski and Berry report to in some way, shape, or form, and not name Jimmy Haslam as well? Or are they okay with this?
You know, I mean, we're soon going to find that out. I mean, in the Sashi Brown regime, I really felt that they needed an experienced football guy, and I you know, was shouting that from the mountaintop.
Yes,
that they
you
really
were.
Needed to,
yes, you were.
You know, to have that person. Well,
it's kind of the same thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, now Sashi Brown is that football guy, and he has. I mean, Andrew Berry is that football guy, and he's gone out, he's gotten more experience, and we'll soon find out if it's enough. If these guys have enough experience, if they have enough ability to evaluate talent to make this thing work the way that it needs to.
Who are you looking at when it comes to watching players at the Combine, Mary Kay? Is there a position group you're focusing on?
Well, just like everyone else, mostly offensive linemen. We'll get a chance to talk to some of those guys tomorrow, and I think it'll be really interesting to, you know, to hear what they have to say. I'm not a huge fan of right tackles projecting into left tackles in the NFL, so that's one of the things I'll be looking at just to see, you know, sort of the right tackle versus left tackle thing, and you know, just if these guys kind of pass the eyeball test.
Hey, Mary Kay, what's the talk about the Combine leaving Indianapolis? Because you got to figure with what's going on in Los Angeles. I got to think Las Vegas wouldn't mind it. I got to think Dallas would like to have it. Are you hearing any rumors or rumblings about the Combine leaving Indianapolis?
Yes, I have heard, you know, over the years that there has been talk about that here and there. And, you know, with them monetizing everything and putting everything in prime time, I'm sure that this will be a draw for some cities and it'll be, you know, ways to make more money and bring get more eyes on it. So I would think that they probably will consider moving it around.
Do you like the primetime? I mean, the made-for-television event that it's become?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. You know, I remember being here when it was nothing. You know, it's been many, many years that I've been coming to the Combine. I've watched it grow. I have no problem with the progress and the growth of the NFL. And I'm all for it.
Mary Kay, when you go to the Combine, like for the teams, what's the priorities there? Is the biggest priority to kind of get to know these guys and have your sessions with them, or is it to actually watch them go out on the field, or is it? I often wonder as we sit here and we talk about the Combine left and right, what really is important at the Combine, and is it so important that you're going to draft a guy based on his hand size or based on how fast he runs a 40?
You know, it's different for everybody what they get out of what they hope to get out of the Combine. For some people, it's the workouts. For some people, it's the interviews. You know, it's just different things that, you know, that you can get out of it. But I think it's the total package for the Browns. They want to actually get to know these guys as best as they possibly can. And then also put them under the medical tests and the measurables.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. Enjoy the Combine, and we're looking forward to hearing your questions to Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski coming up in about an hour.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Mary Kay Cabot at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.